through the church. Now, how about the tribulation period, Jacob's trouble? There's a name? Flying around. Yeah, 144 male Jew virgins get saved and preach the gospel. You'll have the two witnesses, remember? Moses, I think it's Moses and Elijah. The Bible doesn't say, but I do. Salvation's a little different. It's not that the Messiah's come, died, and rose again, but he's coming to take you home. There's a different salvation. It's the same by faith. It's still by faith. Abraham was saved different than us in a certain way. It was still by faith. Come on, amen? But Jesus hadn't come yet. Jesus hadn't rose again. He just believed there was a Messiah. The Jews did not believe. Listen, the Jews did not believe Jesus was going to rise again. I mean, not the Jews, the disciple. Remember, he upbraided them in their unbelief. They did not believe yet that he rose from the grave, and he's standing right in front of them. But they believed he was the Messiah, the only God, the Savior. So they did believe that he was going to die on a cross, but they didn't like that either. Remember, Peter grabbed him and rebuked him. How dare you? We're trying to protect you, and you're saying you're going to die on a cross? And he goes, get thee behind me, Satan. So we got to be careful. A little bit different. Same thing. The church, number four. So number one, God's wrath is on Israel and the Gentile nations, not on the Christians. Gospel preached different in the two ages. Salvation's a little different. And fourthly, the Christians cannot be raptured at second advent. They can't be raptured after the tribulation. Let me give you one thing. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, it says that we're going to be taken out because the Holy Spirit's going to be taken out. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Chapter 4. Sorry. We're already gone. The Lord himself will come in the clouds and take us out. So we're already gone. We're going to be coming with Christ. Didn't the Bible say that? The word's going to come, and so will the saints come with him. And we're going to be riding on horses. So that can't be. So the church cannot be raptured later. Fifthly, Christians are already in heaven before the Antichrist appears on earth. You know, how do I know this? The book of Revelation chapter 5 says all the church will be in heaven. Hold on a second. How can all the church... Now, remember, those that get saved... Christians have already been taken out. All the Christians and as well as church members have been taken out. And the Bible says all the church in heaven and earth will be gathered together in Revelation chapter 5. Then we'll find out for sure who the church is. Amen? I'm just going to serve the Lord faithfully, and if he chooses me, amen. Amen? So we're already gone. The Antichrist appears after we've already gone. So number six, all the types of Christ prove it. Enoch translated. Am I right? And then God destroyed the earth. In Rebekah's days in chapter 24 of Genesis. Lot, the days of Lot. Remember the days of Lot? What does the Lord say? That as the days of Lot were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. What was in the days of Lot? Escape from the life. He took Christians out first. Then he destroyed it. And he said it's going to be the same way in the last days. Noah, the same thing. Noah represents Israel. God protecting a remnant through the flood. Amen. Lot, that's why he said, hey, Noah and Lot. Lot shows us Christians being raptured out, taken out before the Lord destroyed it. So all the types of Christ. Lastly, the Antichrist is revealed after the saints are raptured. We find that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The Holy Spirit's moved, the holy saints are moved, and the hope of our the Christians is be raptured first. Then the Antichrist to be revealed. So let's remember that when we go through it. Yes, sir. Number six. Oh, let me go back here. The types of Christ. The types of Christ prove it. The types of Christ prove that we're not going to go through Jacob's trouble. The types of Christ are Enoch, Noah, and Lot. And Rebekah as well, Genesis chapter 24. So the types of Christ prove it. Okay, anybody have any? Did you miss any of them? 1 through 7? You got 1 through 7? There's a lot of information, and I didn't want to get too confusing on it. So I gave you seven reasons why we're not going through that, because we're going to talk about seven now. The number seven. Okay? The number seven in the Bible gives us two meanings. It's not always true, but most of the time when it's talking about biblical truth, it is true. What are the two meanings? Number seven. Completion and perfection. God, completion. When we are complete people, we're perfect. When you have a complete thing, you're perfect. So it's a completion of it. So it's the end of it. So we see the number seven represented many times during the tribulation period or Jacob's trouble. We need to understand that. This is Israel being rebuked by God. Israel, anybody have anybody that's very gifted at something but doesn't want to do it? Anybody know anybody like that? They're gifted at something, they don't want to do it. Doesn't that drive you crazy? When I walk around and I see someone 6'2 or higher and they don't want to play sports, I look up at the Lord and says, okay, you're going to explain this to me someday. Because I'm 5'8 and a half when I lean a little bit. When I had hair, I was 5'9. But I hated it. I loved sports, and they made me short and small, and these big, tall guys don't like sports. What's the matter with you? Anyway, you know, I want to take your height, you know? And these people that could play basketball don't want to play basketball. People that could sing don't want to sing. People that play instruments don't want to play instruments. I just do it at home by myself. Well, that's selfish. You know, you can give you a talent to do that. I mean, come on, am I right? It's frustrating. Well, how about this? You raise a kid properly, and they turn bad. Don't you get a little upset with that person? You want to smack them upside the head. Think what God is. Children of Israel protected, saw all the miracles. Can you imagine what they saw? What the children of Israel saw for 40 years. For 40 years, they went through the wilderness with a pillar of fire at night to guide them and a cloudy pillar during the day to guide them. Their shoes did not wear out. I had seven children. Six were boys. One was a tomboy, who only mentioned she was a girl when the boys wanted to beat her up. You can't hit a girl. It's the only time she ever was a girl. You know, but I'm telling you, folks, I'm shoes not wear, clothes not go bad. You always replace some clothes. The other day I was wearing a t-shirt, and I think it was Chad goes, you know that shirt's got some holes in it. I said, yeah, this is my Sunday go to meeting church clothes. Holy. They just, things get holes in them, they wear out, but they didn't see any of it. The 10 plagues, the miracle of the Red Sea, 600,000 of their men dying in the wilderness, and two of them surviving. Can you, all of them looking at them going, okay, when are those two dropping down? The Jordan opening up, the defeat of all the kings, the walls of Jericho falling out flat so they could go across the moat on dry land. Folks, come on, the Jews saw all this. The water turned, the water's bad, throw in something dirty. Am I right? They threw a tree in there. The environmentalists would go nuts. They throw drugs in it, is what they do. Throw a tree in there and it'll be better, you know? They got to see all this. Water from a rock. Put a spigot on that dude, amen? come on. They got to see it. Manna. And then cease when they hit the promised land. They got to see all this, and they still today are denying Christ ever came. So he's a little upset. And so you'll see here in the book of Revelation especially that they get dealt with. So we see, first of all, we're going to look at the two things only, but there's a lot in those two things. And first thing is, we're going to look at the number seven when it comes to Jacob's trouble. First of all, it's 7 years split into two. 3.5 years and 3.5 years. Anybody know what happens in the middle of the 3.5 years? No. No, he's revealed earlier. Okay. Yes, but what happens, why is it not peace the second half? He breaks the truce with Israel. He signs a peace treaty at the beginning of the tribulation period. Anybody here that says it's in the mid-tribulation doesn't read the Bible, because the Bible says he's going to sign a peace treaty with Israel at the beginning of the tribulation. In 3.5 years, he's going to break it. Then they have 3.5 years. If he signs a peace treaty, I can go, Can you add 3.5? It even gives you 1,420 months or days. It gives you the amount of days. You could go amount of days and you'll know the day and the hour the Lord's coming back. So it can't be in the mid-trib. And it can't be at the end. So as soon as he breaks the peace treaty, you could go 1,420 days and know the Lord's coming back then. But right in the middle, so it's split. You have 3.5 years. The only thing is world peace. There's not going to be peace on earth. Once we get to reading these, you'll see. But there's going to be peace as it comes in war. Got it? And he's going to sign a peace treaty with Israel, and then in the middle he's going to break the peace treaty. So it's split in two. You'll see that all the way through the book of Daniel, chapter 7 and 9, as well as Revelation chapter 13. So that number split in two, 3.5 and 3.5. This is Jacob's trouble. This is Daniel's 49th week. Are you following me? The 50th is the millennial, okay? We see seven seals found in the book of Revelation. Turn there if you would, please. This seven seals was actually predicted in Matthew chapter 24. But in Revelation, it tells about it. It describes it. And so if we look there, the seven seals in the book of Revelation in chapter 6. Look at verse 1. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. And when I saw the Lamb open one of the seals, and I heard, as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Okay, so we see the seals, seven seals. The first seal is the white horse. This is the devil. This is the Antichrist. This is not Jesus that comes in the white horse later. We'll find that out. Because
peace was given, has taken over to war. Now we have war going on.
And see, I don't know if you know this, if you've checked churches out, but Satan from the beginning is secretly registering all Christians and Jews. That sound familiar? Anybody ever watched I thought this was interesting. Bernie and I was saying, that's
sneaky. Now they have, turn your DNA in, and we will tell you where you came from.
Don't you tell me
that the government's not going to use that for something. I'm not a conspiracist, but that gave me chills. Yeah. Go
down to the store, or to the hospital, and they can take your DNA and tell you what kind of person you are. Yeah. Oh, they sure can. They got right to them, too. I think I'm the only one
here that no one knows where I'm at. You guys
carry a GPS with you all day long. And I know. I can burn home sometimes. My GPS is free.
They know where she's at, but they don't always know where I'm at.
Look at verse 3. He says,
when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went on another horse that was red.
And power given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they
should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. So,
you have a white horse coming.
I want to give peace. He's conquering with peace. He's gathering up nations through peace. Then all of a sudden the red horse comes. And times change. And then this one's peace goes from the earth, and he starts coming in. And he wants to conquer through war. But it's going to be a confusing time, isn't it? We see in verse 5, if you would please. Verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard
the third beast say, "Come and see," and behind the hell, and lo, a black horse.
And he had set on
him a pair of balances
in his hands. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." So balances represent basically a good weight and a just weight and a bad weight. You remember how the Lord said, have a just weight. Anybody know what that means? Some of you are young. You have no idea what that means. Some of you are from farming communities. You ought to know.
In the old days, you came in and you wanted to buy something. You didn't buy something with currency. You bought something with grain, wheat, maybe a cow, a duck, or something. You know, you came in with some kind of a trade, and they would weigh it or estimate it. If it's an animal, they estimate it, or they weigh it. They put it on a scale, and they put on the other side, they have weights, a just weight. Now, some of these thieves would put
lighter
weight. It'll say 100 shekels, but it'd only be 10. And so when it would weigh, you think, oh, it only weighs 10 shekels. Well, here's your money. And you're going, oh, I weighed it a whole bit of 100 shekels. That's an unjust weight. Well, guess what's going to happen? They're going to
cheat on the prices.
We're getting there.
Amen. How many of you remember when you could buy 6 ounces of something? Remember when canned goods used to be 16 ounces? You know what I noticed? Toothpaste. Same size tube.
But 5 instead of 10. Bags of chips. Same size chips. You know, some of you don't even remember Guy's potato chips. Lay's came after Guy's. Guy's potato chips came in 16, 1 pound, or 2 pound. You know, for the whole tribe. 2 pound.
Chips.
Yeah, it feels big when you first grab them. If you pop it,
it goes up.
But what this means, listen, this inflation and famine, prices will be 10 times higher.
We're getting there, folks, but it's going to get worse. And we're not, praise the Lord, we're not going to go through that. I've had people say, oh, the prices are getting so high, they're going to be like the tribulation period. Well, we're getting high, but we're not going to be that high. So a penny was a day's wages back then. So getting some oil for a whole day's wages, boy, it's not got that bad here. And it's going to be bad during that time. Look at verse 7 and 8. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his
name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed him with him. And power was given unto him over the fourth part of man. Killed with swords, with hunger, with death, and with beasts of earth. So you can see what's happening. Here's the Antichrist coming and saying, Israel, we're going to sign a peace treaty. I'm going to get so all the nations flow.
In fact, three kings go to him. Give him their kingdom right off the bat. So instead of 10 horns, remember that one little horn
came up and took power, 3 horns. That's Daniel.
So he takes 3 kingdoms right off the bat. They give him the power. And now he's saying, Israel, make a peace treaty with peace, peace, peace.
Then all of a sudden they're going to start going after Jews. They have a register of them. That's why a lot of people thought Hitler might have been the Antichrist. They had made them all register. They're having everybody register. Don't tell me to go. When you register to vote, what does it say there? It says religious preference. Put Baptist on there. According to Janet Reno and Obama, guess who they're going to go after first? Us fundamentalists.
We're terrorists. I mean, that's how they see it. So in those days, you start
registering, and in fact, folks, am I right or am I wrong? Everybody's going to have to register just to be able to eat. Just to be able to eat. And if you're eating and you're not registered, that means you must be a Christian and believe not to take the mark. I'm telling you, it's not going to get good. 1/4 of the world's population is going to be killed. See, we... Okay, give me a mathematician. 1/4 of 8 billion. 2 billion. I saw some of you. Divided it by, subtracted it by. So, 2 billion, if there's 8 billion, what do they become? 2 billion will
be gone.
Now, I think about 800,000 will be raptured. About a tenth. I believe about 10. According to the poll, only 10% of the world population are Christian. So if according to the poll, if Gallup is right, we're going to be out of here. 800,000. So around 7 billion, 2 billion are going to die just like this. For death, population of the earth, wow. And then war, famine, pestilence. We see this again in Luke chapter 21 as well. Let's keep looking here. Verse 9. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given to every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet a little season until the fellow servants also and their brethren, listen to this, that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. You get this? So this is martyrdom. Martyrdom is going to come. Death of those who were saved during the tribulation period. Yes, there's going to be some people saved during the tribulation period. Amen? Then please, pray that your family gets saved before the tribulation period. So they don't go through this. But at least keep giving them the gospel, so maybe they will trust them right when they get into the tribulation period at least. And if they get killed, they're not going to hell. But martyrdom, they're going to start going after Christians. Why do you think they're going to go after Christians?
Why would the government
start going after Christians? If Satan's the government, amen? Christians don't go with full government. They follow their government. There you go. They'll know the truth and they'll spread it. Man, why? Come on, folks. Am I right or wrong? You can get dated. You can all. Okay, you see? This is happening. That's the white horse. The red horse is next. I mean, Christians can date it. The Bible's still going to be here. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not. The Bible will still be around. There'll be a couple crazy nuts like me up here. I won't be here, but there's a couple of them I get saved. What was that black guy? Behind, he'll get saved. But people are going to get saved. People are start preaching the truth. We're not anti-government. We're anti-falsehood. And so since we know the truth, plus we're Jew supporters. We should be. Amen? Christians should be Jew supporters. So we'll be supporting the Jews. Especially when we know the Bible. Come on, the 12 foundations are named after the Jews. Amen? The apostles are in there too. Amen? Which were all Jews. The 12 apostles were all Jews. So we need to understand it. So more of it. Look at verse 12.
And I beheld that when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood,
and the stars of heaven fell upon the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken
of a mighty wind. And the heavens opened, scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place.
I was driving the other day, and I looked at the mountains, and I looked up at it. Boy, you look good right now, but during the tribulation period, you were flat as a pancake. Can you imagine? I'm driving through Port Angeles thinking, there ain't going to be a Port Angeles if that mountain blows. Yeah. It's going to be in the ocean. It's going to wash in the ocean. One of these days, it's going to take that mountain flatten.
Kings of the earth, verse 15.
The kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man,
hid themselves in the dead. Is come, and who shall be able to stand?
So we see natural disasters, all will go into convulsions, the whole earth. You gotta remember, listen folks, you know what's holding the earth together? What's holding the earth together now? Jesus.
He's the one that consists, holds it together.
So when he takes the spirit out of here, what does the Bible say? Remember when Jesus is going in for
we call it Palm Sunday, or the people do.
He's going into Jerusalem, and they're hollering out, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Remember that? What did the Pharisees say to Jesus? Command them not to stop. To tell them to stop praising you.
And what did he say?
If they hold their peace, the rocks will cry out. There's not going to be
any Christians here praising Jesus.
Sing your hymns now, because during tribulation there's not going to be much. Well, what do you think is going to happen? Trees are going to start crying out. There's places now in certain towns where the gospel's not being preached that they're hearing sounds through the mountains. They can't figure it out what it is. If you check out those towns that are trying to get the gospel out of the town, well, the trees and the mountains are going, you want to bet.
Can you imagine what this world will be like when all of us Christians are gone? There's no restrainers, no consistency, it's going to fall apart. It's kind of like a bale of cotton when you take the middle band out. It's going to bust open, isn't it? That's what's going to happen. It's going to bust open. And my wife's laughing because my wife said this message we're going to get from. Natural disaster, convulsion. Look at chapter 8, if you would, please, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. Now, I had one preacher explain that to me. He said women weren't in heaven at the time. he said there's proof that women weren't in heaven yet. Silence, y'all, half an hour. Amen. Oh, yeah. Some of you are getting it right now. And I saw the seven
angels.
Which stood before. He opened the seventh seal. I saw that seven angels. Which stood before God and said, them were given seven trumpets. Another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. The angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar, casting it into the earth, and there was voices, thunders, and lightnings, and earthquakes. So the seventh seal opened and released, basically there were silence for half an hour, but then he released the prayers of all the saints. And when the prayers of all the saints came up, the Lord answered. And he answered it down on the earth. Thunder and lightnings. Can you imagine that? But there's silence in heaven, not down here. Wouldn't that be something to see? We're going to have the best seats in the house. We're going to be up there on the front row, hopefully. But the silence, the beginning of a further series of judgment called the seven trumpets. We're going to stop here. We'll pick up here next week. Any questions so far? Now, one thing that we need to understand, if we could please.
Remember what it said at the end of chapter 6.
Hide us from the wrath of God. This is not the wrath of God yet. The wrath of God doesn't come out until the vials. This is, listen, what the Bible calls a natural thing that happens when God steps back. When God,
don't ever ask
God to leave me alone. Don't ever say, I'll take care of this, Lord, you're in trouble. Don't get sat outside the hedge. When God draws back, the natural thing is things
go bad.
Things don't get better when God's not involved. And so what happens is God